and from four-legged actors to the two-legged variety. When the Academy Awards are presented on Sunday, celebrity fashion critic Stephen Cojaro will be there on the famous red carpet as he covers Oscar fashion for Entertainment Tonight. He spoke earlier with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates for this story.
I think that I'm kind of a jackass, a clown, and it's very tongue-in-cheek, and it's very silly, and it's all in good fun.
Anyone who describes their work that way can't be taken seriously, and that's exactly how Stephen Cojaro wants it. A correspondent for Entertainment Tonight and a contributor to The Today Show, Cojaro, and you can call him Cojo, will be haunting the red carpet at this Sunday's Oscars. He'll be handing out tickets and tributes in his role as top fashion cop. And he begs to differ when people say about celebrities, why should we care about their clothes? We don't even know them.
But they do know these people. I think they're very connected to these people. The way we talk about Nicole or Gwyneth, from a pop culture point of view, we are very connected. It's kind of like a little village feeling. It's like seeing your neighbors.
Oh, sure. Every village has waif-thin women dressed in $300 blue jeans, lugging handbags that cost more than a compact car. Perhaps because their charmed and affluent lives are displayed so relentlessly, Cojaro says the atmosphere has changed from the celeb adoration of the 30s, 40s, and 50s to today's minute celeb dissection.
There's a different edge to it now. It's changed. I think it used to be more people would idolize and fantasize about these people, but I think it's gotten uglier and nastier. I think people want to look at plastic surgery. I think they want to see foibles, mistakes. They want the skinny. They want the piping hot, ugly, raw, primal gossip.
Predictably, many celebrities are less and less interested in putting themselves on display for inspection. But Cojaro says many have a love-hate relationship with their red carpet appearances.
I have to tell you, it's very scary. It's like being fed to the lions. And I think celebrities are I see them, they're very, very nervous. But they have to do it. It comes with the job. They have to, you know, the money shot, the pictures that are beamed all over the world. This feeds their stardom, and they know it.
Those recently famous might thrill at walking the red carpet and having paparazzi call their names. But Cojo says the more seasoned celebs have gotten it down to a science. They carefully pick and choose where they'll stop and chat.
The really smart ones, though, don't actually do the red carpet. It's all an illusion. Like your J-Lo's, your Madonna's, they don't give it away for free. So you don't see them actually stopping and talking. There's a sort of pecking order and hierarchy. They do a couple of cameras. And it's a sort of unwritten rule in Hollywood that you do two or three different outlets. And that's it.
The topmost tier that shy away from red carpet appearances, Cojo says, come at the very last minute. Red carpet chroniclers even have a nickname for them.
We call them the 459ers. They arrive at 4:59 when the show is starting at 5, and they're literally circling the block and people are walkie-talking them.
Walkie-talking isn't a verb yet, but you get the picture. I asked Cojaro who gives good red carpet, and he had an interesting analogy.
You know, it's politics. It's no different from Carrie or Dean out stumping. So these celebs are stumping for their projects and for their very own stardom, for the survival of their stardom. Halle Berry's good at it. Nicole Kidman is fantastic at it. Sarah Jessica Parker is exquisite at the red carpet. I think when she hits the red carpet, she channels her inner Cinderella.
But there are holdouts. Cojaro says that former Ally McBeal star Calista Flockhart looks positively miserable making award show appearances. He has his own award for that kind of face.
For our Yiddish listeners today, there's, because I'm a nice Jewish boy, there's an expression called a fabisina punim. And that expression is, it's Yiddish for a sourpuss. And my grandmother used to use it a lot. And I hate to do this, I have to give her the Fabisina Punim Award.
Whether they're having fun with this part of their fame or being tortured by it, Stephen Cojaro will be chatting up celebrities on the red carpet this Sunday at the 76th Academy Awards ceremonies here in Los Angeles. You'll recognize him. He's the guy who's actually having a good time on the red carpet. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And you can learn more about Stephen Cojaro's red carpet exploits in his book, Red Carpet Diaries.